A crisis may be looming, and people in Australia's aged care facilities are at the centre of it. Just this July, the Australian Medical Association released its fourth nationwide aged care survey, which considered the experiences of more than 600 GPs, consultant physicians, palliative care, and geriatrician specialists across Australia. The survey found that doctors right now are making quite a few more visits to residential aged care facilities, or at least more than they were 2 years ago, and spending more time with patients there. However, more than 35% of doctors surveyed said during the next 2 years they plan to not take on any new residential aged care patients, reduce the number of visits to those facilities, or stop visiting them altogether. That's 1 in 3 doctors planning to cut back on aged care home visits right now. Now, it's no secret that Australia has an aging population. All that doctors' services in nursing homes are really, really needed. It's also no surprise that when 85-year-old Efthymia Tsigul recently admitted to one of New South Wales' nursing homes just a couple months ago, said this on hearing the results of the survey.
I'm afraid of my life, of my health, because it looks like, you know, they're not interested about the old people. You know, nobody coming to visit us. And it's very sad.
So I needed to know, why? Why are doctors decreasing their visits? Now, the survey shed a little light on this. According to the survey, around 41% of respondents agreed the reason they had to decrease their visits was because of a too busy practice. So I stepped into a few. And suddenly the results of this part of the survey made a lot of sense.
Good afternoon, surgery. Diane speaking.
Okay, next patient, please.
I spoke to Medical Secretary and General Manager of South Juniors Medical Centre, Diane Zaroudis, so I could understand just what a busy practice looked like. According to Diane, there's a lot more to a busy practice than just patients booked in for scheduled appointments on a day-to-day basis.
You also get drop-ins as well, and accommodating your appointments, phone calls between hospitals with doctors, liaising with pharmacies, all sorts of things that come along as well. But today there was a patient that died and doctor had to issue a death certificate, so we had to move patients around in order to accommodate the emergency that we came across today at the surgery, which took the doctor away from the surgery for about 2 hours.
Diane says that sometimes multiple emergencies like this will happen in one day, which means the doctor won't finish until very, very late in the evening from the practice, meaning the window of time that he has to visit those nursing homes can be very, very small. But GP Dr. Anthony Samulgul, doctor at Maroubra Medical and Dental Centre, said it isn't just a busy practice that sometimes makes doctors less able to visit residential aged care homes. It's that doctors aren't getting fairly paid for the work that they do at residential aged care facilities.
One of the biggest things that nobody seems to know about it, or the government's ears are blocked about our complaints, is it does not pay the GP to go, whether it's after work or in the middle of the night, because the money that we get is meager. It's nothing. To go to a home visit, wherever, it can take you from half an hour to an hour one way, so at least 1.5 hours on traveling. That is not paid, especially after hours. Who on earth can work under those circumstances?
And according to the survey, a lot of doctors across Australia feel exactly the same way. The survey asked respondents, what do you think needs to be done to improve not only access, but quality of medical care in residential aged care facilities? And almost 60% marked increasing funding for medical practitioners for their work in visiting those facilities as urgent or extremely urgent measures that needed to be taken. GP Dr. Anthony Tsumugul said that if the government is not going to help GPs, the least they could do is fund the mobile medical companies whose entire practices are based around nursing home patients.
And probably the best thing is, I think, the medical centers now are, or group practices are getting more and more common, which is good, because doctors can take time off and have time to do after-hours work as well. However, there are companies that cover GPs for house calls as well as nursing home calls. There are companies that just do exclusively that, especially for very busy, long-hour working GPs, or they can't sort of meet the demand. Now, if the government doesn't want to help us, then they can then help these facilitators make sure that they do the job properly. And if they are paid properly because it's only that and nothing else, then good luck to them.
I also spoke to residential aged care facility nurse Josie Bell Donglal. She didn't want to be recorded, but did outline the typical process for getting patients the doctors and the specialists they need to come visit them at the nursing home. She said, ultimately, the process takes time, even with the help of mobile medical companies. But according to almost half the respondents in the survey, the time it takes is a secondary problem. It's the residential aged care facility's access to specialist care that urgently needs improvement. In particular, around 53% said access to mental health services urgently needed improvement, and even more than that said access to palliative care services urgently needed improvement as well. GP Dr. Anthony Tsumugul wasn't really surprised by these results. But when he heard that the same survey had been conducted three times before this one since 2008, he had to wonder, why wasn't anything being done about this problem?
Since 2008 or whatever this survey started, things haven't changed. So doing surveys from year after year after year and no change, nothing improving, it's futile. These surveys should go to the health department and publish it in the public arena to see, yes, it is a problem, but has not improved. The same things are kept being repeated because there is nothing changing.
The Australian Medical Association's president, Dr. Tony Bartone, did make clear one thing when he published the results of this survey. He said, quote, "We are making this report public because now, more than ever, we need action in aged care." So far, it looks like no one's disagreeing with him. The problem is, what are we doing about it? And what are we going to do about it? What's going to change? Only time will tell. But let's hope the next time the Australian Medical Association conducts this survey, the results are very, very different.